the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
What a roller coaster ride it's been already here at Slammiversary, and get ready for this. Up next, Big Papa Pup, Scott Steiner versus Samoa Joe.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Don't you call that half-breed Samoa Joe. You call him for what he is, that fat bastard. You call him Sloppy Joe. See, Sloppy Joe, you're going to find out why I have the reputation that I do. See, I've beaten everybody from Sting to Goldberg to Triple H to Batista to John Cena. I've beaten them all. And who have you beaten, Mr. X Division? You see, tonight, I know there's some rednecks out in the crowd who are fat, just like you, Joe, who wants you them to beat me. See, and there's rednecks watching TV right now with fat oozing over their belt line that wants you to beat me. And I know that there's TNA management that wants you to beat me because I don't follow their rules, and they're trying to sell this DVD, this bogus DVD called The Best of Samoa Joe. Unstoppable. Well, this crap is unsellable. Samoa Joe, I'm going to show you why they call me Big Papa Pump. Tonight, Samoa Joe, your win streak ends.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Sloppy Joe. I feel like he did a Sloppy Joe, actually. The last time I checked, that Sloppy Joe is the current United States heavyweight champion. But anyway. That's neither here nor there. Tuesday night, June 18th, 2019. Listen to this one, Tony C. Episode 599 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, RantEMRadio.com. Tune in to Radio Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms. Hi, everyone. As always, I'm Double A, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And of course, for those of you that don't know, or are tuning into the show for the very first time, we are 1 week away from episode 600 of The Rant.
600.
How many shows can you say have been to 100, have had 600 episodes? Not too many. There's a few out there, but, you know, I don't count shows like, you know, The Young and the Restless and things like that that have like 12,000 episodes because they have a new episode every day.
That's true.
And they've been on since, I think The Young and the Restless came on in what, 1972?
We only got 400 more episodes to catch. 90210, because I think they went off at 1,000, right?
No.
Yeah. They didn't?
No, they didn't even make it near 600 episodes. Come on now.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
I thought they did. Show's on for what, 11 years?
11 years, but that doesn't mean
oh,
shit.
But that's on once a week. Okay.
293. Yeah. Okay, we're on once a week. We've been on 12 years.
But they go on hiatus in the summertime,
yes,
and stuff
do.
Like that.
We go on hiatus at Christmas. 293. So there you go. How many episodes does The Young and the Restless have? Let's see.
Did Surfer Favorite Show Barnaby Jones ever make it to 600?
No. As of 2016, so tag on another 900 episodes. The Young and the Restless is approaching 12,000 episodes.
Eventually, them people gonna get old and die.
Oh yeah. Let me see here. The only show that I think that has more episodes than us is the Today Show, in general. Well, actually, no. It looks like the Today Show is actually not even that far ahead of the Young and the Restless. 17,624 episodes as of January 2nd, 2018. So tack on another 400 episodes there, so 18,000 and change for the Today Show. How about that?
So we Durant had more episodes than Good Times.
Good Times and All in the Family and the Jeffersons combined.
Wow, that's a milestone.
That is a milestone. Is that Surfer? No.
No, that was me.
That was you. It sounded like Surfer for a second. It had the same tone, you know.
No, Surfer's a cougher and a sneezer.
Oh my god. And he says he doesn't do that stuff on the air.
Oh my god, it's so many.
You know,
recording.
If I elected to be like your president, I should tell Surfer to step out of the room.
Then he'll get fired. Like, and I want to say, happy trails to Nick Mulvaney. Man, we hardly knew you.
Yeah, I know, right?
And what a way to go out in front of George Stephanopoulos, get fired.
Yeah. Hold on, here we go.
Financial statement. And let's do that over. He's coughing in the middle of my...
Lying on what...
job I've done.
You're going to turn it over?
No, at some point, I might. But at some point, I hope they get it, because it's a fantastic financial statement. It's a fantastic financial statement. And let's do that over. He's coughing in the middle of my answer.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like that, you know?
Your chief of staff.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
There you go.
So that.
There you go. So far, if you cough, leave the room.
And then never come back.
He'll call back in, though. He'll call in here shortly and tell us what movie he saw today.
Double A gonna start ruling this internet station with Iron Fist.
I know, right? And I want dibs, by the way, Surfer, on that free ketchup, mustard, and relish you entered to win today.
And why is R-Truth out here with some,
Don't you remember? He was a tag team partner with The Miz?
Oh, The Awesome Truth.
The Awesome Truth.
But his belt not going to be on the line in this match, right?
Probably not.
Cool. What are those types of pants those girls used to wear that would stop right there? Like right above the knee? Knee knockers.
Oh, okay.
They were big when we were in like middle school.
I don't know things by names, you know? Anyways.
Chicks used to love the weddos back in when we were coming up.
Tony C hasn't gone outside today because, you know, he's afraid of what he'll encounter. For those of you that don't know, Tony C lives in the Central Florida area. He actually lives a stone's throw away from the Amway Center.
Mm-hmm.
Where many of your yours,
damn,
your president
was out there.
Is currently or has
cutting promos.
He cut a promo and said he's running for office again. And if he could, he'd like to he'd like to three-peat like FDR did.
If he get that second term, he might change the law to say he got. I'm going to name myself King.
We're going to ask Surfer what it was like when FDR was president. Anyways. Yeah, he's crazy. He's a lunatic.
And it's only getting worse as you get older. When you kick people out for coughing, yo, and fire them, that's terrible, man. How do you collect unemployment from a government job? You know, that's sad.
How the hell do you get fired for coughing?
For coughing. That was stupid. Say dude is a germaphobe, though. They say he like that about germs.
I believe that.
But he the biggest piece of sludge walking God's green earth, so.
All right, hold on. We're going to include Surfer here.
You got a special place in hell for him.
Let's see here. Now we're going to bring the silver one on. And here we go. I'm going to join the call. There we go. Tony, see you there?
Yeah.
Listen to all that reverb. That means Surfer is making the noise.
Sound like somebody brain in front of a fan.
Is that better?
No, it's not better. It sounds like you're sitting inside of an ice box.
Oh, you must hit my fan. I'm sorry, but it's too hot. I can't not have something on it.
Turn on the AC.
It's broke. Getting it fixed, though.
Oh, that's my so God.
Bookman ain't came to fix your AC yet.
Huh? Nope.
I gotta get a new one.
It's
Bookman's job.
It's 76 in Philly, Surfer.
Okay. That's sweltering, the Surfer. He won't last 5 minutes here.
No, he would.
He can't come past.
But, you know, it makes everything hotter inside.
Then sir, why have it on?
Jump past North Carolina.
Yeah, he'd melt.
Like the Wicked Witch.
Probably would.
Oh my God, yo.
And no, I wasn't around doing FDR, so.
You know, I'm trying to squire a new show for the network, and I'm in, you know, those intense high level negotiations.
NWO negotiations.
And today, in my speech, I said we like to do things live because, you know, live sounds better and you never know what's going to happen. And if the show sounds like crap, we just let it go out as crap. And here comes Surfer with his fan at full blast. Now, Surfer.
Is it a box fan?
What is it?
Or one of those.
Yeah, right now it's a box fan, yes.
So, okay, are you sitting in front of the fan?
No, it's across the room from me.
It's making all that noise.
He got it on high.
I know he's got it on high, but I think one time I did the show without AC on, and I don't remember me making all that noise.
Pass light.
Good Lord.
All right.
Hey, the AOP is back.
You two, just remember without revealing on the air what I go through.
I understand what you go through.
I can't be in too extreme temperatures, Server.
I ain't busting your balls for your AC being broken. I ain't busting your balls for your fan being on. I'm busting your balls for the noise it's making.
Because it's on high.
It's on high. And it sounds like you're sitting in an ice box.
Sounds like you're sitting in front of one of them warehouse fans.
Exactly.
I wish I was in an ice box.
So.
Oh my God, yo. This is too much. Bookman, if you can hear me, and what's my boy name?
Yeah, you know what, Tony C, it makes sense. Now I know why Surfer entered that contest this morning to win the Kool-Aid.
Because he can get some relief.
So he can get some relief, exactly.
To win what now?
To win Kool-Aid.
No, it wasn't with Kool-Aid.
It was Kraft, I know. It was a bottle of ketchup, mustard, relish, mac and cheese, and Kool-Aid. I saw the promo.
Surfer, what do you eat relish on?
I don't eat relish, but most people put it on their hot dogs.
He wants it just in case.
Throw it in there?
Just in case somebody comes over and they need it. You never know when somebody needs relish.
My mom used to put tuna relish in our tuna salad, tuna fish. I hate that.
Well, listen, there's a relish type thing in Big Mac sauce. Like it's chopped pickles in Big Mac sauce. So
I hate relish.
You know, I like relish.
Not a relish.
Don't most people put relish in a... What else put people put relish in?
They could put it in egg salad. They could put it in any time.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Gross products. I love... I love the fact that we got this fan blowing on that.
Unbelievable.
Rage has had, you know, back in the day, he would have, you know, AC.
You're lucky. Blowing. You're lucky I'm not reaming you like we used to ream Rage, you know?
Sound like somebody driving on the freeway.
Look at that. And there's Doom.
He got the top down. Some ride with the top down.
I just turned my fan on. All right, now for the next 2 hours, we're going to do the show like this, okay?
Sound like y'all flying one of those rotary planes.
Like in a one of them, what are they called, crop dusters?
Or a helicopter. Well, hey, why not? Let's just have a helicopter, so come on. Hold on, here we go.
If you could have...
There we go.
Hanging out with Gene on her. And then,
anyways.
Doing the traffic. We're coming live to you above I-4.
Also, as you can see, also is backed up all the way to International Boulevard, International Parkway. And as you can see, the motorcade is now leaving, going towards Orlando International Airport, where your president will take off and head back to Washington. But in the meantime, I-4 is closed, both north, south, east, and west, because it's the only highway in America that goes all four directions. And that's it. I'm Double A reporting high above the sky in the Rain EM helicopter.
Helicopter.
The Rain EM chopper news.
What if we get video of when your boy on the plane, R-Truth, get on that same plane and beat him for the 24/7?
Ooh, Trump?
Yeah.
You talking about Trump rolls up
or
R-Truth?
Or Melania?
Trump roll up R-Truth.
No, Melania.
Win the 24/7.
Melania should roll him up. or his little punk kid. What's his name? Eric? Is that his name?
The young one, Baron.
Baron. Yeah. Baron, that he brushes his hair just like his dad.
Hey, that's to be two Barons in the WWE with nobody like.
Exactly. Jesus.
Oh, my God, Joe. That'll be hilarious. Wait, we TMZ get video R-Truth can roll up.
I would leave the youngest son out of there. He has no control over what's going on.
But let me tell you something. Do you not think that his dad probably tells him, you're a Trump. You're better than everybody else.
Sound like Vince right there.
I mean, he might despise his father too, you know?
I doubt it. He dresses too much.
You ever see him walking together? He just has his head down like, I can't believe I'm living in this goddamn hell.
We'll find out when he's a little bit older. All right, the 24/7 title is on the line. And now, Shelton Benjamin, who's got possession of the title? Is he the champion? He's got possession of the title.
That don't mean he's the champion.
That doesn't mean he's the champion, exactly.
Yeah, you got... Is that
R-Truth took
the Brian
back.
Kendrick?
That is the Brian Kendrick. And many of the stars...
former WWE champion.
Many of the stars of 205 Live.
The Brian Kendrick, former WWE champion. For all of 2 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, it's official. What you talk?
Anyways.
Did they put that title right in the record book from that match?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't believe that. I don't think that's on the WWE title history.
No, it's not. It's not. Anyways,
it was. Is this a 2 out of 3 fall match too?
I don't think so.
So what is it now? A 1-on-1 match between The Miz and
Drew McIntyre? Or a handicap match or whatever. Anyways.
Oh, my God, Joe.
Let's go around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives. With that, we say hello to Tony C. And like we said, Tony C. is unfortunately in the greater Orlando area because that's where he lives.
And we on high alert.
Yeah.
Deplorable Tony, alert.
Tony, you know, usually Tony C. always, you know, ventures out and he likes to, you know, get his meals in advance. You know, like he likes to get his dinner that's before the rant and then his dinner after the rant, because we learned that Tony C. eats after the show every week.
Sometimes I eat after the show. Sometimes I eat before. Oh, okay. Just depends.
Well, the last couple
I don't
weeks,
eat two meals, double A. You're not going to make me seem fat like that, okay?
No, I didn't say that, because you can get a meal and eat some of it at the start and some of it at the end.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay. Okay. But, start on it and then finish.
Exactly. Because we know you like to double-deck your burgers and things like that. So, but the last couple weeks, you've been eating after the show.
I have.
So, you know.
I have. He'll tell us and tonight I'll be doing the same.
Okay. Well, Tony C. typically likes to, you know, get – in a way, Tony C. is kind of like a squirrel. Once Tony C. goes into hibernation, that's it.
He ain't coming back out.
He ain't coming back out. So Tony C. probably prepared for today because he didn't want to get out of the house knowing full well what was going on in the city of Orlando.
Bumping in those deplorables.
So, and Tony C., and before we came on the air, Tony C. asked me, where the hell did all these people come from? I said, well, where the hell do you think they came from? And, you know.
Yeah, there, everywhere.
It's like Tony C. doesn't realize he lives in the state of Florida. So.
Support hub for everybody.
Oh, man. I mean, just because you live in a major city, Tony C., you forget.
You're no Florida man.
You forget that you are surrounded by a lot of redneck cities.
But they more up north. You know, once you hit Gainesville, Ocala.
Listen, Tony C., they've only had nice houses in Tavares for the last 10 years.
Tavares,
Tavares, Eustis.
Eustis. Oh, my God. Eustis is useless.
You know?
Nothing in Eustis.
Davenport.
Nothing in Davenport.
So, you know, all those places. That's where they came
from. But I say all that to say, it's better to stay here than some of them podunk towns in Doom State
of
Virginia.
Hey, I live in one of those podunk towns. It ain't that bad.
That's my point exactly.
Hey.
Double A, they got towns up there that go back, way back into the freaking black and white waterfowl days.
Listen, Tony C.
Yorktown.
I do a lot of work. I do a lot of work in North Carolina, which, you know, borders.
In Richmond?
Which borders Virginia.
Yeah.
So I know.
Jamestown.
The things that happen in North Carolina and things like that, in the podunk towns, dealing with the folk. So I know Virginia.
Portsmouth.
You know.
It's Smith, not mouth.
I have never in my life heard Smith spelled S-O-U-T-H.
It's old English, mouth. Man.
Well, that's where M-Star was from. M-Star was from Portsmouth, and but in England, not in Virginia.
Whatever. When I see Portsmouth spell like that, that's Portsmouth, though. Chick tried to tell me a Portsmouth. I said, that's what's wrong with y'all.
It's awfully close.
Oh, hold crazy. On now. We ain't crazy. Well, that dude tried up that place with.
But I wouldn't trade none of this down here for them podunk towns up there. They still got cotton fields and stuff up there.
I believe it.
It's one right across down the street from.
I know. I think I've told this story on the air.
And we got a strawberry field.
Because I do a lot of research online, and I have to deal with the courts and things like that. And I've told this story that, you know, that the you go in and, like, you get a deed to your property, right? And you can look for the, you know, you see if your mortgage has been filed, if there's any liens and things like any documents that have been filed in public records, you can go and look for. In North Carolina, and I'm sure this is the case in a lot of those southern states, I do a lot of work in Georgia. I haven't found it in Georgia yet, but definitely in North Carolina. In North Carolina, they have a couple of online systems that's called the Slave Index. And you go in, and you can research John Smith sold to John Johnson, X amount of this for X amount of dollars. These are the names of the people he bought. And they're proud to have these records online for you to research.
Proud to have what?
To have the records to research.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is in Podunk Town, you don't like passing through them. You
better
not break down.
They're all podunk like that. They're all like that.
In the heat of the night looking town.
Exactly.
Hey.
I mean, Hampton's not bad. Newport News is okay. Norfolk's cool. Norfolk's cool.
How about this? Surfer, when you talk, how about you unmute yourself? Your fan is overpowering everything.
It's blowing double A out there.
Yeah, it's blowing.
We got a hurricane coming.
Jesus, man.
Stand back. There's a surfer coming through.
Oh, my God. Jeez,
surfer blowing double A out there.
That's the line of the night there. Jesus. Let's play that back.
Stand
hold on.
Back. There's a surfer coming through.
Okay. Oh, man.
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming through.
Oh, man.
I was wondering why double A's are so far away. Damn, surfer blowing
away. Yeah, that's so funny.
Hey, but could you at least mute yourself? Since you're causing all the feedback?
Oh, extreme rules. When you're not talking. Feeling, surfer. Extreme rules coming to Philly, surfer.
There are two
July 14th.
Two breaking news stories coming out of Philadelphia today. First, Surfer's AC doesn't work. And second, one of the biggest cocaine busts in U.S. history happened in a port out there in Philly earlier today.
Yeah, boy.
So you're in the news, Surfer.
And to the Secretary of Defense who had to withdraw because he had beat his wife.
So
tough luck.
I saw the commercial tonight for Extreme Rules here. Did they show that commercial everywhere or just in this area?
Probably they showed it just locally. It was
just a local.
It was a market-specific commercial.
Baron Corbin's getting another title shot?
That could change. Really? That could change. That commercial probably was produced months ago.
What's the stipulation for that match, Surfer? Was it a stipulation?
I tell you, these two skirts.
Chick bras.
I mean, she's fed up with
fat shaming.
With being, is that what they're doing? Are they fat shaming her?
Yes, they're eating what they want and picking at her.
Yeah, but. What if she turns around and starts calling Sonya Deville a dyke?
Is she a dyke?
She is. Yeah. Well, she's not. By definition, she isn't.
But she's a lipstick lesbian.
Yeah.
Is Mandy Rose like that too?
Nah, no, Mandy Rose.
I think she's just very friendly.
There was a rumor they were dating each other.
Nah.
So Mandy Rose was dating some like MMA guys.
Yeah, Mandy Rose is just very friendly.
What's up? You know what, Double A? This Bray Wyatt thing is getting really out of control.
Did you see the picture? But did you see the picture of Bray Wyatt in character with JoJo holding the baby?
Oh, it's a damn shame.
Looking like he's about to sacrifice the baby.
Uh-huh.
He's going to punt the baby like Snitsky.
What the hell is she seeing this guy?
He gave her that attention she always wanted. Because remember, she was going crazy about Justin Gabriel in that first season of
she went to the Viper Pit.
And you know, Orton wasn't having that following her around like a love sick puppy.
Nope.
Orton just, she was just a trophy for Orton.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, Justin Gabriel wouldn't have it.
I could maybe see those two, but Bray Wyatt.
Hey, he must have said the right things.
He had never seen nothing like JoJo. I can guarantee, because he's from
he's from Brooksville.
Brooksville, yeah. They ain't nothing like that in JoJo in Brooksville. I could tell. Now, if he was from like where I'm from, Orlando, further east, JoJo wouldn't have been able to do that. But you know, we see that every day. But when you're from Brooksville, the next city over is Claremont. No.
When's she coming back on TV?
I don't think she is.
She's going to hook herself into somebody and now she's done?
I think she's done because what was she doing?
She's a stay-at-home mom.
She's gonna, what was she doing of substance other than being a ring announcer? She wasn't that good.
She was just eye candy.
She comes
from money, though.
But she's eye candy. Yeah, that's another thing. She comes from money because her dad was a baseball player.
Yeah.
And I think her mom's like a singer or something.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's going to be a stay-at-home mom. She ain't going back to work.
I bet that Screech-looking dude she had on the first.
Stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home hoe?
She'll start probably spitting those kids out.
Whatever,
right,
surfer.
Huh?
She ain't coming back to work.
Yeah. Stop hating.
She'll probably be pregnant again within six
months.
Another
reason not to like Bray Wyatt.
Why, you don't like you Mike Rome? You don't like Mike Rome, surfer?
Jelly? Because he got JoJo?
I'm just saying. He knocked up JoJo. Now she's not coming back. Nah, that's just, too much. That's the bridge too far.
They got plenty of eye candy to look at besides JoJo.
Exactly. Surfer,
Charlotte Caruso.
You'll learn to like all the other females, and if not, well, you've got Mike Rome, like I said.
Rome around Rome.
You know? And if Mike Rome doesn't do it for you, then you can have Greg Hamilton on SmackDown. Listen, it's 2019, surfer. You can like whoever you want.
Yep.
Because you know that famous clip.
Exactly.
When you call him Hotline.
Man, what about you, Doom? Anything interesting with you? We haven't heard from you lately.
Well, I'm sorry about my long hiatus. My daughter was I was getting the house ready for my daughter's graduation party. I had to put in steps, redo floors. You know,
isn't your
graduating from where?
From kindergarten,
high school.
Oh,
no, high school, and she got a full ride to VCU. So,
oh, well,
what high school?
Kingsport's the new high school around the corner from where I live at.
Kingsport Academy?
No, high.
Oh, high school. Kingsport.
Yeah.
Kingsport.
It's only been around for about 5 years.
5 years.
It's but brand new.
So it went out when I was up there. Okay. They just built that one. Yeah. Was that in Suffolk?
Yeah. I live like literally around the corner from it. So.
For those who don't know, it's Suffolk, Virginia. Is a little city outside of Norfolk and Portsmouth.
Awesome donuts.
Then I've on a lighter note, I bought a slip and slide, you know, bust out
from the new day.
From the new day.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know they had those.
Yeah. They came out, they said the last hour of SmackDown is going to involve slip and slides now.
Hey.
So, my question is, don't mean to cut y'all down. What's the deal with this Bray Wyatt thing? What's it supposed to be? Supposed to be a fake Mr. Rogers / molester or killer?
He's still a cult leader. He's just trying to take over the youth of America.
Well, he had him standing around John Cena singing, and that didn't work.
Speaking of kids TV shows, have y'all seen the Banana Split trailer yet?
No. What the hell's Banana Split?
They got a Banana Split movie coming to video.
Who the hell still have video?
He knows how to derail a conversation. What about the Banana Splits?
They're doing a banana. They did a banana split movie, but they made it a horror movie.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a Banana Splits TV show?
That was 500 years ago.
Oh, I guess y'all wouldn't have a reference then. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I'm like, Banana Split, like, you mean from like Dairy Queen?
For real.
Well, speaking of people getting pregnant, Matt Hardy announced that he's having baby number 3 with Rebby Sky.
Don't they have about
other,
that?
What are the other two names of his kids?
I don't know.
Maximus?
No, it's King Maxwell and
Maxwell.
Maxwell, that's right, Maxwell, like the tape. And I don't know the other one, dipshit. So everybody knows my thoughts on Rebby Sky. You know, I only say the story because it came up on the wire.
What the hell is Bray Wyatt doing? What is this?
Is that Vince McMahon puppet out there?
You know what's funny? Last week, Vince, Stephanie, and Triple H were not at TV on Raw. And neither was Kevin Dunn. And I was like, then who the hell is running this show? I'd like to know who ran that show. Not that it made any difference, but... Okay, well, Truth is now in the parking lot there in...
the referee...
Rudy Charles, formerly of TNA.
That's R-Truth.
Wow, it's... For a second there, I got convinced that was Carmella.
Me too.
Who was...
Drake Maverick has done it. Drake Maverick is the 24/7 champion. And he's going to take off...
In R-Truth's car.
In R-Truth's car.
So he done committed a felony, huh?
And he committed a felony.
Did he dress up in drag?
He did. He dressed up like Carmella.
But now
he's gonna carry the belt like Crash Holly.
But is Drake Maverick gonna return to be on 205 Live?
And defend the title.
But he's not a wrestler on 205 Live, he's the general manager.
Yep. He'll come out making a thing and he'll come R-Truth with the roll up.
So we'll see. There could be a title change later tonight on 205 Live. Well, what about you, sir? For besides you and your refrigerator, your AC being broken, because every year Surfer has a couple of appliances die on him. Now it's the air conditioner. So what else is going on with you?
Not much to report on this week.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just hot.
Yeah, pretty much.
All of 76 degrees, folks. Anyways.
I mean, unless you want to hear about, I saw Toy Story 4 yesterday. Other than that, no, I don't got nothing to talk about.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Surfer again, getting into all the movies. And now let's find out what Surfer, we already said that Surfer entered a contest to get free ketchup and mustard. Again with the vodka, Surfer. You're a lush. Anyways,
well, I haven't won yet, so.
You keep entering for vodka. Every day it's the damn vodka contest.
Well, let's they see. Say enter tomorrow, so.
And let's see.
If I remember, I enter.
Cash back. You entered for Captain Marvel 90s giveaway. 2 free tickets to the Shaft movie, even though you already saw Shaft.
Was that Shaft movie good or did it suck?
You might as well wait for it to rent it or come on TV.
Or just watch the old one, because I'm hearing it's not fighting against the man. It's like a family movie now. I'm like, hold up, man.
Well, it's not that. It's that, okay. The problem with Shaft, we're in an age where that kind of masculinity.
Be the land of justice.
No, the masculinity. Treat women like hoes. calling people bitches and the N-word. And
that still happened.
The person that occupies
Pennsylvania. He asked his son in the movie, are you trying to be white? Because he got on regular clothes, got on jeans and a shirt, and he looks professional, and he says, are you trying to be white?
Aye.
I mean, there's some funny things in the movie, but there's also a lot of cringeworthy things too. So, I mean, if you want to wait for it to come on TV, you won't have a problem with it. But don't waste your money in the theater with it, which a lot of people didn't anyway.
We know you did.
Yeah, we know you didn't exactly.
Yeah. That's never a downside to any movie you go see.
Right. I use my A-list, so...
You use your A-list, but you still see everything for free.
But I'm saying, that costs me money for the A-list.
And what's the A-list?
It's a thing with AMC. You get to see 3 movies a week.
But... Okay, never mind.
See, that's the sad fire movie, man. Sad thing take no shit from nobody, right?
Anyways, so Surfer went. That's his review of Shaft, and we talked also about last week how Surfer entered to get some free chicken during the NBA Finals. He didn't get the free chicken.
Free chicken?
Yeah.
When did I enter for free chicken?
Last week during the NBA Finals.
Oh yeah, that was.
Did you get some free taco today?
Did you get your free taco?
I don't know why I even hit. I don't know why I hit that. I was
because you wanted the free chicken.
No, I just saw something. Listen, I got a notification, came across my phone, and I just did it out without thinking.
Bullshit. Anyways, did you go get your free taco?
No, I don't eat tacos.
A man who eats chicken spread doesn't eat tacos. Why?
Doesn't eat tacos.
Hey. Tacos is not American, so.
Yes, it is.
Neither is chicken spread.
Chicken spread is made in America. Taco is Mexican.
Okay, I got a question.
I'm just kidding. No, I don't. I just don't eat tacos. That's all.
Why? What number can we call to have Bookman come fix that damn AC? That's what I need to know.
Exactly.
Come fix this AC, booger. Do we need to call Alderman Fred C. Davis to come get Booger to fix that AC?
Because
that fan is efficient. That's all I can say. It's doing his job.
Hey, Double, I had a few questions since I've been in my absence. Did you watch The Dark Side of the Ring?
Of which one?
The Moolah one.
Yes, I did.
I had a question. Why is everybody was getting on Moolah about, like, the sexual stuff in the 50s and stuff when she won't run into promotion? It was like her husband was the one doing it. You see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, and I think Moolah catches a bad rap for a lot of things, but I think all those women that worked under Moolah were
stupid. Well, it was all promoters back then were screwing people over money.
That's wrestling was full of promoters that screwed people over.
Yeah, but women are supposed to, they're supposed to stand up for one another. While she's benefiting, but she was keeping everybody else down.
No.
Moolah,
because women's wrestling was not as prominent and prevalent as it is in 2019, in 2019, all these girls, they got agents, they got people and things like that that take care of them. But in those days, where if you had a women's match come in the territory,
that was a special attraction.
That was a special attraction, like when the quote unquote midgets, and I say that because that's the term they used back then.
Hey, no, this is an un-PC show. Okay, it was midget wrestling.
It was midget wrestling.
If you don't like it.
And it was the ladies wrestling. They would come in once or twice a year, and that was it. So
Mula had control of that once or twice a year game. What I want to know is where's the dark side of the ring special on the midget wrestlers? Because you know the same thing happened with them.
Yep. They had a little compound. I'm sorry, little compound. No, the other, it was also with that, you know, the girl talking about servicing some, like, old dude. I'm like, okay, Jim Cornette came out and said that at certain territories, the promoters used to get on the guys talking about, hey, you got to service the ring rats. What's the difference?
It's wrong on both ends.
No, it won't.
Loompa, loompa, doopa dee doo.
Here we go. Here's some.
I have a love.
And here's by the way, here's a combination of both the midgets and the ladies wrestling. It's a midget female wrestling match. Hold on, wrong video. Excuse me.
And somebody got Tombstone the midget.
There we go. That was the one in the special.
Yeah.
Her opponent from North Carolina at 94 pounds, Princess.
That was quick.
They might be diminutive in stature, but they are tigers in the ring. There's no question about that. Both of them superb athletes, extremely talented wrestlers.
All right, thank you, Gordon.
And then I had the other thing was the doing the Bruiser Brody thing. How in the hell did the WWE put Carlos Colon in the damn Hall of Fame?
The same way that they put Abby in the Hall of Fame, they just closed their eyes and did it. Abby should not be in the WWE Hall of Fame either.
But that, and then what was it was that, and then do you think, this was my question, and I wanted to pose this to Phil, that if Gorilla Monsoon was still alive, would you think he would have objected of Carlos Colon going into there because of that business dealing?
Well, I don't know. Is that when Monsoon...
You remember he was selling his shares to Brody. That's what they were saying. So, I mean, I would love to see...
Huh? I don't know. You know, unfortunately, Monsoon's not here.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that would probably be about... That would have been an interesting question on that shooter interview.
Well, you got to ask Jim Cornette. Why don't you email him?
Yeah.
You should email Jim. I mean, I don't think Phil is going to have the answer, and I don't think I'm going to have the answer there because...
I was saying that would be a good, like, discussion topic.
I don't know because, like I said, when that special aired... I did not know that much about Bruiser Brody, and I did not know so much about his murder. I knew a little bit, but I didn't know a lot.
Yeah. So, I knew about Brody, but not that he was murdered.
I mean, we all knew Bruiser Brody, but I mean, I was not... like I. First of all, my earliest wrestling memory, as I've said, it goes back to... Sting being kicked out of the Horsemen. That's February 90. Brody died in February of 88. So, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, that's kind of like before your time, exactly. But it is a big topic.
No, it is, of course. And there's a lot of big topics in wrestling. I've said it before. They need to go in. You talk about the Monday Night Wars. I want to talk about the battle in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay? I want to talk about, you know, Ted Turner coming in. And putting, you know, sleeping with Ann Gunkel and establishing, you know, her establishing opposition against Georgia Championship Wrestling after her husband Ray died. I want that story told.
Yeah.
You know, I want to learn about those things. I know everything about the Monday Night Wars. I know everything now about the screw job. You know, now I know about Bruiser Brody. I know about the Fabulous Moolah and the Von Erichs. I knew everything.
I didn't know Kerry Russell for like 5 or 6 years with a missing foot.
Well, I knew that beforehand.
Everybody knew that.
Everybody knew.
I know he was missing a foot, but I didn't know it was that long. That's my thing.
No, I knew that. I knew that when I was a kid. But
Can we talk? Can we talk about a real
A real tragedy?
A real country and a real, you know, that got they kind of got their stuff together way better than what we got going on here. Can we talk about the country of the world champion Toronto Raptors in Canada? Can we give big ups to the Canadians?
Hell no.
For kicking the U.S. ass.
They didn't kick the U.S. ass.
Hey, somebody from the Golden State didn't. Ain't Golden State in the United States.
It's not like it was Canadians playing against Americans. It was Americans playing against Americans.
They from Canada. They from Canada. Damn it.
I would like
the team is
based Kawhi Leonard. He's like the biggest Canadian in the world now. Okay,
no, that's right. He's bigger than Bret Hart now. That's the biggest win in Canada history since 1992 when Bret Hart beat Ric Flair and what was that? Saskatoon or whatever that is.
They win hockey championships up there like every other year.
But that's full of Canadians.
Exactly.
It's like, I think the equivalent of what you're trying to say, Tony C., is like when the Blue Jays win the World Series and the Blue Jays is a team comprised of a bunch of Dominicans and Cubans.
Back-to-back World Series.
How about this? That black cat should get the MVP because all those catastrophic injuries just...
And Kawhi Leonard, two times for R. Kelly Braves. I know everybody thought it was gone to play it out, but hey, some people can still pull them off. And Justin Trudeau is not coming to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with the Larry O'Brien trophy, so they can cancel that trip.
And they've got Big Macs and Whoppers in Canada too, by the way.
Exactly. So
there's
poutine,
right?
Poutine.
And can you imagine Bret Hart coming up there and putting the shark suit on Trump? And getting Vince back for the screw job.
My only thing about Toronto winning, we got to put up with Drake for the next fucking year.
Yeah, that's about the only thing I can't say.
Hey, man, to the victor, go to spoil. Canada, you deserve it. You give people good health care. You know what I'm saying? You gave us Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka, Pascal Siakam,
Jeremy Lin.
I mean, hey.
Not one of them from Canada.
Hey, they live in Canada. They play in Canada.
Why is Kawhi trying to get out of here as soon as possible?
There's two people wrestling in the main event on SmackDown from Canada.
That's right. So all I'm saying is Canadians know what they're doing.
They rule in the world. How come I never hear... you know what? You're right, Tony C. They know what they're doing. Because I've been walking this earth for 36 years. Almost 37. Okay? I know everything about American history. I know a lot about world history. I've never heard of the Great Canadian War.
Yep.
So, I've never...
It's the French-Canadian War.
The First Canadian War?
French-Canadian.
Oh, the French-Canadian
War. French-Canadians are different. Yeah, that's French-Canadians different.
Weren't we in that war, too?
Those are frogs.
Yeah. They pricks.
Yeah, you know, they try... They tried to take back the colonies.
Let me tell you something.
Yep. And, you run into a French Canadian.
You got a problem. I'd rather be stuck in a dark alley in the ghetto than have to put up with a room full of French Canadians.
French Canadian, yeah.
No offense, Renee.
But they are. Who?
Renee Young. Renee Young is from Montreal.
Montreal, Ontario.
It's Montreal. Well,
no, it's Montreal, Quebec,
Canada.
So Lance Storm was from
Calgary,
Alberta, Canada.
And what's their capital?
Toronto,
ain't it? So I just want to give the big ups for the you know. And the Blue Jays won a World Series, that first one in 92. That was
Ottawa.
First.
Ottawa is the capital of Canada.
And Bret Hart was a WWF champion a little bit before that.
Yeah.
Where did that match happen, Double A? Was it
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon. On a house show. See, that's why WWE house show freaking numbers is down. See, people don't like to talk about that. But that's one thing about a house show. A belt can change hands at a house show back exactly. in the day.
Yep. And that didn't a couple big tag team title runs start on a house show?
Yeah, of course.
I remember the Steiners beat the head shrinkers at a house show.
Ric Flair beat Sting to regain the world title at a house show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Bret Hart won his first title at a house show.
That's what we said about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
That's what started this conversation.
I didn't hear you say that.
Because you got your phone too loud. Exactly. The phone, the fans
too loud. What
you
think? Bret Hart talking about 1992.
What was that, Surfer or Tony C?
I said who you thought I was talking about won the title in 1992. Bret Hart.
Diesel won the title at the house show. Oh, for God's sakes, never mind.
I'm just kidding with y'all. Jeez.
Diesel won the title at a house show.
Yep.
And let's not forget this infamous house show moment.
And Bret got him out. Over his back. Got it, Johnny by Simmons. And Simmons, he got him. He got him.
Did he?
Listen, in 1992, there was a lot of pay-per-views. Don't give me that garbage.
No, he mentioned Bob Backlund.
Yeah, didn't he lose to Diesel?
He lost to Diesel in a house show.
Yeah. After he won it.
You talking about when he was crazy Bob Backlund.
Diesel wrestled him in his prime in the 70s. Yeah, we're talking about the
Kevin Nash.
Wait a minute, I need to play that back.
Prime in the 70s. Yeah, we're talking about the
I want to acknowledge the old Bob Backlund, not the crazy one.
The crazy one was world champ. What you talking about?
Exactly. He still
wasn't my Bob Backlund.
Double A, what would have happened if Kofi would have got handed the Universal title and himself would have got his belt?
I don't know.
If Bob Backlund come out, put him in the chicken wing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cash in the money in the bank.
And Stu Hart go in and throw the damn
tower hell.
Yeah.
Helen threw that towel in.
Oh, man. What a line.
Hey, they need to redo that angle, man. Let's see. Kofi's wife goes and throw the damn towel in.
Oh, man. Forget that.
I'm still laughing about
Diesel wrestling back then in the 70s.
He wouldn't be called Diesel in the 70s. He'd be called A.C. Willis.
Oh, man.
Unleaded. That was what it been his day.
18 Wheeler. A semi. He wrestled semi. He wrestled Diesel, the granddaddy. Kevin Nash's granddaddy in the 70s. His name was Semi.
That's
and funny. Then Kevin Nash took over Diesel. Bob Backlund couldn't beat them Nashes. He lost the granddaddy Nash and Semi.
That's funny.
Then he lost to Kevin Nash and Diesel
in the 70s.
And then his great-granddaddy.
I was like, Trucker. Kevin Nash got to be damn immortal.
Big Trucker.
Big Trucker. His great-granddaddy was called a Big Trucker.
Oh, that's funny.
18 Willow. Right. Oh, my God.
Now that we had a good laugh.
He said... Kevin Nash beat him back in the day. Dizzle said, yeah, beat Bob Backlund in his prime.
I didn't ask that question about that.
Bob Backlund.
I didn't ask that Kevin Nash beating Bob Backlund. I didn't say nothing like that.
Oh my God, there it is again.
Anyways.
Server, who fight Becky Lynch on Sunday for the women's title?
Who's fighting Becky? You are.
Judy Grable.
Why you think I can't see Lacey, huh?
He almost dropped it again.
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. Anyway, speaking of females, our condolences go out to Anderson Cooper. His mom, Gloria Vanderbilt, passed away yesterday.
Why is his last name Cooper and hers Vanderbilt?
It's a stage name.
Yeah, that's her stage name.
Oh. So his real name, Anderson Vanderbilt?
No, his real name is Anderson Cooper. Her stage name is Gloria Vanderbilt. She never changed.
Her real name is Gloria Cooper?
Yeah.
No, she's a real Vanderbilt.
She's a real Vanderbilt, but she never changed her name. She married a guy named Cooper.
She married a Cooper, but never changed the name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What kind of punk man is that?
And when you put your name,
Vanderbilt carries a lot of weight.
I don't care. Exactly. She's hyphenated.
And when you put your name on a pair of jeans, that's you. Your name becomes a gimmick.
It could be Vanderbilt Cooper.
And besides, Anderson would have never been able to make a name on his own as Anderson Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt,
I guess.
Anyways.
Mrs. Evans, I'm here to fix that air conditioning unit.
It's about time, booger.
The AC is fixed. Now it's the shower here. Well, now I got to put it all in the shower.
That was like I remember there was one episode where Bookman fixed the heater, but it was so hot that they had to open the window to let the cold in.
All I remember, I like Bookman because every time he came to fix one thing, that'll be fixed. And then he had to fix something else. Now I got to put you on that list.
Oh, man.
Now I got to put you on my sink list. I'll be back next week. Oh, my God, bro. Maintenance. That damn fan, that blue double A. Oh, my God. This has been one hell of a...
Yeah. You gotta spice it up.
Goddamn. Bob Backlund. Vin Diesel. In the prime. Kevin Nash got that damn Back to the Future DeLorean.
And
winning both Bob Backlund.
Hurricane Surfer Holmes. And the Hurricane tonight.
Back to the Future 4. The search for Kevin Nash.
So Kevin Nash will be the new Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
I guess. The phone booth for the Dale DeLorean. Stuck in 1968.
So 73.
He beat Bob back.
Great Scott. You got to go back.
Instead of like Ivan Koloff, who was Kevin Nash.
We gotta go back to get Kevin.
The time continuum.
Oh my God.
So was he like Kevin Nash, like Captain America? He went back in time?
And beat Bob Backlund.
Stayed.
I don't remember inviting you to my party. You are the janitor.
Right. You know, on top of all the other trouble you caused around here, on top of all the trouble you caused around here, now this. You know, I've had complaints from two tenants. Mrs. Evans, you know the rules. Three complaints and you're out.
You said you only had two complaints, Patsy.
The third complaint was when Mrs. Evans said she couldn't understand what I was saying.
Oh, that's it. JJ, he's all yours. Tell him.
Well, Peter Goodman. Mr. Bookman, or as you more affectionately known, Buffalo Butt.
Please,
read it.
You are so dumb that if you tried to flush a toilet, you couldn't even if the instructions were written on the handle. Furthermore, your dumbness is only exceeded by your fatness. Whenever you have to go to the movie, you have to get two tickets, one for each side of the aisle. Talk about me. You are so mean that if you ever went to get a heart transplant, you'd be plumb out of luck because you wouldn't have nothing to trade in.
Oh, well, anyways. I'm trying to find a good book.
Booger when he come over and order.
Yeah, but I can't find anything right now. But anyways. Alright. Now that my hair is blowing in the wind with Circus Fan, let's talk some wrestling because we're in hour number two.
I'm going to catch y'all like next week. I'm going to get some sleep.
Alright.
Alright.
Well, let's talk about a couple of things that's going on here. AEW announces that they're going to hold a tournament to crown their first AEW World Tag Team Champions, and that they're going to have a triple threat match at Fyter Fest that'll have tournament implications, whatever that means. But it was also announced by Tony Khan that AEW will be live every week.
Every Tuesday night.
That's what it looks like. It might be every Tuesday night, but we still don't have confirmation on the exact day that it's going to happen.
We're going to be going head-to-head with them doubling?
I think so. And if we do, we'll blow them out of the water, too. I don't give a damn. I'll take on TNT.
AEW followed by Episode of Claws.
Exactly. Let's see here. It was announced that the Clash of the Champions is returning to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-mm.
September 15th, it'll be Kofi Kingston versus Dolph Ziggler and Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans. But that, of course, will change. Those are the matches advertised right now in September. Let's see here. Dana Brooke was busted open during a match before Raw went on the air last night. While
what kind of match is that called, Double A?
It was,
what do they call matches before TV or pay-per-view?
It was taped for WWE Main Event. It wasn't a dark match. Okay. It was not a dark match. Let's see here. I'm trying to see if there's any other, like, big news stories, and really there isn't any other big stories going on in wrestling. Because, you know, there's a pay-per-view on Sunday. WWE Stomping Grounds. You know, Tony C's new favorite pay-per-view.
Well, I guess.
Let's see. What is the theme song for this godforsaken pay-per-view?
Surfer was on there because WWE blown away.
I agree. Anyways, it's going to take place from Tacoma, Washington.
I heard they're doing 2-for-1 tickets because the sales ain't.
It wouldn't surprise me.
In Tacoma.
You know?
Where The Rock made his first WWE title defense. Double A, why do they still? Why? I got it real. Who? Why do they still chant lock her? What the hell? Who are they locking up? Who's the her?
What?
At the Trump rallies, why do they still chant lock her up?
Because they want to lock up Hillary Clinton.
4 years later, still?
100 years later, yeah.
Because they sheeple, that's why.
Oh my god. Lock her up for what?
Being a woman, I guess. No.
We ain't figured that out yet.
Anyways, Tony Nese will defend the Cruiserweight title against a person that will be determined a little bit later today on 205 Live. I wonder if Drake Maverick will be there with the 24/7 championship. It would be very interesting to see that. SmackDown tag team titles are on the line. The team of Daniel Bryan and Rowan will defend against Heavy Machinery. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn will face Big E and Xavier Woods of the New Day. United States Heavyweight title is on the line when Samoa Joe defends against Ricochet. Baron Corbin gets a shot at Seth Rollins in the Universal Championship. Steel cage match for the WWE title. Kofi Kingston defends against Dolph Ziggler. And two women's matches. One for the Raw Women's Championship when Becky Lynch defends against Lacey Evans. And the other being the SmackDown Women's title. Bayley defends against Alexa Bliss. And lastly, Roman Reigns goes one-on-one with Drew McIntyre at Stomping Grounds, Tacoma, Washington, this coming Sunday night on the WWE Network.
I hope they're not planning on putting the belt on Alexa Bliss.
Why not?
Because we've seen her with the belt enough times.
Double A don't care as long as they keep putting Bayley in jeans. And the Orlando Sentinel is not backing Trump.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
That's funny. You got a whole newspaper.
Do they still make like paper copies of Hustler? And Penthouse?
Hustler?
You know, they could back him. They could endorse him.
Oh my God.
Jugs.
Oh my God. And now Lugs presents Stomping Ground. Get it?
That's
Lugs.
What it, that's what it
Stomp.
Should, that's what it should be sponsored by. They won't do that.
Oh my God, Lugs. I hit it right on the money with that one.
Oh man, let me see what else wrestling news wise we've got here. Stuff that is, you know,
Tacoma, Washington. The only thing I remember about Tacoma is when The Rock said he's gonna whip Triple H's candy ass all over it the night after Rock bought him.
Tacoma, Washington.
Surfer, you remember that? Well, the night Test debuted.
Doesn't remember. Tacoma, Washington, though, is also the night, the infamous night, that June night in 2001, where as
talking about the first Buff Bagwell
versus Booker T.
WCW title.
Exactly.
Oh my God. And what did Buff said something to Stone Cold that night? I can't remember.
That I don't remember. July 2nd, 2001.
That's yeah.
Oh, man.
Wait, Scott Hudson.
And Arn Anderson on.
And Arn.
Goes for the WWF Championship against Booker T. History is made. Next.
But I'm gonna cue it up the full audio of it because there is a line in there that it doesn't have the effect on me now as it did in 2001, but it tickled me when I would hear it because it's such a great line from Scott Hudson, and it's during the Commissioner Regal segment. With Shane McMahon, and I'll let me see here. July 2nd. Here we go. Because that is, you know, was one of those things that, and I'm sure Tony C. Once you hear it, you'll be like, you know, what if this would have just continued on, and actually worked, you know, it would have brought a smile to your face. In the long term, but let me see here.
Hey, man.
Hold on. I'm queuing it up. I'm queuing it up right now. Here we go.
This is it, and I am tickled to death to be part of it.
An historic night in sports entertainment. WCW headlining a WWF televised event. Look at the
on the. When I hear that, that just makes me giddy for some reason. WCW headlining a WWF televised event.
Televised event. Yeah.
Because that's what it was.
It was. Live from Tacoma.
And I want to go a little bit further back when, here we go.
Yeah. It's somebody else.
Okay. Folks, I don't know who the mole is, but I can tell you what. I've been part of a lot of his history, sitting in this very chair on Monday nights. I never thought I'd say this, but we're about ready to turn the show over to WCW, Paul.
So whatever happens from here on out, don't blame me, don't blame him, and don't blame the WWF, because in just a few seconds, this show becomes WCW.
Indeed it does, folks. Enjoy the rest of the broadcast.
There we go. And then they, just, they got up and they left.
Yo, did you see the end of SmackDown with Paul Heyman standing there with his hand on his chin?
No, I did not.
If you go, when you get a chance to go back and watch it, I think they're setting it up. I think Brock will cash in on Kofi.
It's possible.
That's going to be the swerve.
It's possible.
Yeah, but that's the contradicting rumor that Shane's supposed to beat Kofi.
I would think.
What did he say?
He said
that's going to be the story.
The rumor is Shane McMahon's going to be Kofi. That's the contradicting.
Okay, that's what I thought he said. That's what I thought he said. Anyways, all right.
He'll say he didn't say it though, but
oh God.
Gotta
love the delay, folks.
Shane McMahon should be Universal Champion.
I don't know about that.
I would be okay with that.
I don't know but about him that.
Listen. And Vince going down in the annals of time, both as WWF former champions? No.
I think it's a slap in the face that Vince was the ECW champion.
That too.
I don't have a problem with Vince being the WWF champion, though. Because he didn't win it under. He won it, not under clean circumstances, but he didn't. Like, he got his ass kicked, and he was bloodied and battered and everything.
So basically, you're saying he was pushed into the title.
He was pushed.
He was forced.
He was pushed into the. And then he relinquished the title the next night on Raw. Or the next.
But see, Shane gonna keep it. Shane is gonna get a title run. He's gonna beat legitimate. He gonna beat people like he beat Roman Reigns.
Listen, everybody
with a lot of malarkey.
Everybody in the McMahon family has to hold championship gold, and Shane has been a champion before. He was the European champion. Stephanie,
Linda's never been no.
Well, I don't see Linda getting in the ring anytime soon. Linda's busy. And if Linda starts wrestling for the women's title.
She's running Trump's campaign.
And if she, thank you, Surfer. I didn't know that. If Linda starts wrestling for the women's title, we've got more serious problems to deal with.
That's why this company's in the shape it's in.
Exactly. So, but I really don't have an issue.
Fruit Loop belt needs to be on Shane. And Brock needs to have that real belt.
I don't know, man.
Lee said it best. That belt is a Fruit Loop belt. It looks just like a Fruit Loop. It's a joke. That title is a joke.
I don't know.
There was nothing wrong with the wrestling business having the World Heavyweight Champion and a WWE Champion. No, Vince McMahon got to outsmart the world. I'm going to call it.
Go ahead.
The Universal Champion. What the hell? That name never made sense to me. The Universal Champion. Who wants to be champion of the
universe? That TNA second title they had.
The Legends title?
No, not when it was the Legends title. When they tried to give it another name.
It was the TV title after that.
No. It was a world title, but it sounded stupid.
Double A, what title are you talking about?
The Legends title. Hold on, I gotta play this just because.
Champion! World Wrestling Federation champion, Vince McMahon!
Vince McMahon is the WWF champion!
Okay. 20 years ago on SmackDown, by the way.
What, Vince became WWF champion?
Hey, September 16th, 1999.
Coming up on it.
You know, wouldn't it be ironic that on September, whatever day it is, September whatever, Shane McMahon becomes the WWE champion?
He needs to be the Universal champion. Universal champion. Champion of the universe. Not just the world, Craig. The universe. Top flight champion of the universe. Not just the world, the universe.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I like him better as the...
I remember now. It was called the Global Championship.
That's what the Legends title was originally.
Right, and they changed the name to the Global title. Because they was trying to have the WWE and the World title. They was trying to have two World titles themselves.
Well, it didn't work.
But the point of the matter is... Shane need to have that belt. That Universal Championship. They could have called that belt the World Heavyweight Championship. And just have a red strap. Okay.
No.
But the Universal?
I think it's the color. I think the color is just throwing everybody off. If that was a different color.
What color could it be? Because you have to change the design. Because the only difference to those two belts.
Is the strap? I know.
Yeah, it is the strap. So,
well, I don't know, because look, both the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championships are exactly the same, except for the background of the titles.
I know.
So why not have a black strap with a red background?
That would be fine.
Okay, well then it wouldn't be fruity then.
And then Shane would need to have that belt.
No, come on.
Not the WWE title, no.
Because you just don't want to hear Shane McMahon, the new WWE champion, Shane McMahon. You don't want to hear that.
If Lex Luger couldn't hold that belt, why the hell should Shane McMahon be able to hold? And Lex was way more over than freaking Shane McMahon is right now.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Before SummerSlam, Lex was over, WWE. You got to give him that.
Yes, he was over, but...
Okay.
That doesn't mean he was supposed to be the champion.
If you're over like that... Okay, if he'd have won it, if he'd have beat Yoko at SummerSlam 93, would you have been mad and been like, why did this happen? No, because he was over, and it makes sense. Shane McMahon not even a fourth of that over right now. When Lex Luger slammed Yoko on that dang ship, that took everything to a whole nother stratosphere. And I ain't never seen Shane McMahon get celebrated for a countout victory like Lex did. I'm just saying. When you get celebrated like that, you're a special guy. And you're supposed to be champion. He got a title shot in August and then get another one until January. No, didn't even get in January. He had the tie in the Royal Rumble. Lex Luger only got one-on-one title shot. Yeah. Jim Cornette is infamous for that promo. Luger, you only get one shot. And that's it. That infamous Cornette promo. He told Lex Luger, you only get one shot. And then the night after he got the shot, Cornette, Clarence Mason was right there. Put that ironclad contract up to Lex Luger is no rematch. You blew it, Luger. Clarence Mason. Was he J. Biggs at CW?
I don't know.
Or was he J. Biggs with the Nation?
Yoko, I'm so sorry. Would you like me to sit? Thank you very much. All right. Can't even get good furniture. Hello, Regis. I'm so excited. Hello, Yoko.
Welcome to the show. Good luck tonight.
How are you?
We had Lex Luger here, you know.
I know that's why we demanded equal time, because everybody might have thought Lex Luger came out here, the guy that Yokozuna is wrestling tonight at SummerSlam live on pay-per-view. He came out here, and I know everybody was real taken with him, but you see, Yokozuna, I know Luger's got a big body, and he's all muscular, good-looking guy. Yokozuna is ruggedly handsome. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He is ruggedly handsome. He gets a lot of fan mail and a lot of love letters from a lot of... In fact, Christina, we have answered yours. It's in the mail.
Okay? Wait, time out. Why are you wearing this about your neck?
I tell you, I got up off my deathbed to come out here today. I got dropped on my head in Knoxville, Tennessee about 10 days ago, but I got up off my deathbed. I couldn't miss a chance to see Regis, because the way you dress, Regis, the way you conduct yourself, you'd make a great wrestling manager, and I want to talk to you about some lessons for a low price, because they pay him a lot to do this show for a low price. I'd be glad to
I may take you up on that.
May I ask you a question?
You might not get an answer, but you can ask it.
This belt that he has on his shoulder, is that the championship?
That is the World Wrestling Federation championship belt. That's what's on the line here. Would you like to fondle, see
if this fits. Oh, it's heavy.
Oh, it might go around Regis.
It might become part of a jewelry collection.
Look for me on the Home Shopping Network soon.
Don't walk too far, Regis. He gets nervous if it goes more than 3 feet.
Well, you tell me about Yokozuna.
I'm so excited tonight, because at SummerSlam, Yokozuna's been the World Wrestling Federation champion for quite some time now. He faces his toughest test against Lex Luger.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. Don't do that.
By the way, he'd only been champ for 2 months.
2 months, but anyways...
Let Cornette tell it. He had been champion all year long.
Let me see. I got another Cornette thing here.
It's McMahon.
Give me a second here.
The World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Champion. Blew it! You blew it, Luger! You had one chance at greatness, one chance to become the World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Champion, and you blew it! And Yokozuna now, and will be forevermore, is still the World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Champion. Sure, you won the match, but you lost the war. And Lex Luger, you may think back, rev your pea brain up a little bit, think back when you said, I only need one chance. I only need one opportunity. Well, that's what you got, because thanks to the clause that I inserted in the contract on behalf of Mr. Fuji, there's no return match. There's no rematch. No matter how much you want it, Lex Luger, no matter how much you want to get a hold of Yokozuna again, no matter how much the outcry comes from all of your public, no matter how much Jack Tunney wants to sign the match, his hands are tied. Because the contract is legal and binding, and you signed your name to it, Luger. And that's the great thing about America. Contracts are illegal. And thank God there will be no rematch. Thank God. Because if I did make one mistake, if Mr. Fuji did make one mistake, and we're not admitting that we did, but if we did, it was underestimating you, Lex Luger, because you see, we thought that we were going to be facing a mere mortal man. We thought we were going to be facing one guy, Lex Luger, coming into that ring to try to take the beast down. But Luger, when you got in that ring and I looked at your face, I could see the adrenaline rushing through your veins. It was pumping right out in front of me. I could see the look in your eye. I could see the fact that you showed no fear. And then when you threw your arms up and you came at Yokozuna, it was like you were drawn from the energy of all those people you met across this country. All those people you met on the Lex Express. The auto workers in Detroit, the farmers in Kansas. All the people across the country that dream of accomplishing something. Of getting their goal. Of being somebody. You were drawing their spirit. You were drawing their power, Luger. And that's how you were able to manhandle the beast. 600 pounds up in the air with a body slam like it was nothing. You were drawing that power. And then, that steel implant in your forearm, I knew it was going to be formidable. But I didn't realize what an effect it would have when it went upside Yokozuna's head. I almost had a heart attack. We almost fell in the floor because Yokozuna fell in the floor. Nothing has ever affected the big man like that. Luger, we realize that you manhandled the beast. And we also realize that all those people that supported you, all the people across the country, they had no compassion for me when you attacked me with my twisted neck, when you hit Mr. Fuji, when Yokozuna lay there unconscious for 22 minutes. They had no pity for us. And I couldn't believe what kind of people support Lex Luger. What kind of man are you, Lex Luger? But I guarantee you this. You'll never get another chance. No matter how much anybody wants it, you'll never get another chance at the beast. You'll never get another chance at the gold. Because Yokozuna is now and will be forevermore the World Wrestling Federation champion. The reality is Yokozuna, and the fantasies have been dashed on the rocks. Banzai!
There you go.
You blew it, Luger. You blew it. Now, Double A, is Lex Luger the only person in the history of professional wrestling to campaign for a title shot?
Yes.
Across the country?
Well, no, wait a minute. Chris Jericho campaigned to get his title back.
Oh, to get his cruiserweight title. But Luger did it first.
Yeah.
Jericho tried to go to Congress to get his title back. Luger went, Jericho went to D.C.
Yes, he did.
To the House of Representatives, Senate, and, U.S. Senate.
And tried to get a president from Ted Turner, but Larry Zbyszko thought that it was an actual president. Yeah, that's one of my favorite Chris Jericho promos.
When he read that letter from Ted Turner?
Exactly. I love that Chris Jericho promo. One of my absolute favorites.
The ruling is final!
He goes, Dean Malenko's still the Cruiserweight champion. So your little known codicil will remain unused, unfortunate, and undisclosed, similar to your wrestling career side knuckle, Ted Turner. Hold on. I'm going to play a little bit of that. Hold on. Because that right there is a
classic.
League. So, in regards to your legal search for justice, I have only this to say. This is where it gets good. After reviewing the tapes of the Battle Royal at Slamboree, as well as the subsequent match, I agree that the circumstances leading to your loss were less than by the book. Therefore, Dean Malenko should not be the champion! Yes! 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 Should not be the champion. Right! Should not be the champ. Ted said so. However, your incessant whining and complaining has sickened me, so I must agree with WCW President J.J. Dillon in saying tough luck. The decision stands. Dean Malenko is the undisputed cruiserweight champion.
Yeah, I can read that too. That's pretty good.
As far as your legal precedent goes, this is the WCW. So your little-known codicil will remain unused, undisclosed, and unfortunate, similar to your wrestling career side knuckle, Ted Turner! This can't be right! Listen, someone's been messing with my letter from Ted Turner!
If I can capsule that, I think he says, yes, take a hike is what he just said. Go ahead, this is your time.
Listen... What about Jane? What about fishing in Canada?
I love that. I think that was Ted Turner's like last
mention.
Last mention in WCW.
That was funny as hell.
Oh man. We played, I think we played recently the night that Mean Gene interviewed Ted Turner on WCW Saturday Night. And, you know,
Gene. And we want to say,
very friendly with Ted, by the way. Go ahead.
We want to say, happy anniversary, 25th anniversary to the Ford Bronco that was made famous.
That and, hold on. And I believe also the 25th anniversary of the contract signing between Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair.
I've been searching you for, a long time for you, big man.
Hold on.
With Ted Turner sitting there with that damn mustache. And Nick Bockwinkel.
That's right. Oh, I gotta find that now. Hold on. Of course it's not on YouTube. Hold
on. I think you gotta actually go to the pay-per-view for that.
Hold on. Contract. Hulk Hogan. Ric Flair. Contract. Alright, let's try this. Well, all right, let's try Bash at the Beach 94 then. The Braves are number one in baseball.
And baseball is getting ready to go on strike.
Again?
In 94, yeah, they had a strike. Well, yeah, they were coming off a strike.
Why is it they always going on strike? I mean, like, the NFL owners, they got their foot on their players.
Hulk Hogan signed his WCW contract 25 years ago on June 11th, 1994 on WCW Saturday Night.
And Universal Studios. MGM
Studios.
Now known as Hollywood Studios.
Oh, man.
And that red, he had a ticker tape parade with a red and yellow Viper.
Which, by the way, is on display in his beach shop.
And also accessory to a hit and run on the episode of Nitro.
And certainly, Hulk, welcome Hulk Hogan!
What's happening, brother?
You know something, Mean Gene? We're on nationwide TV, brother. WCW and Hulk Hogan, all my Hulkamaniacs are on TV with us right now. And I told you, little dude, that Hulkamania is going to run wild. Check this out, brother. Check it out.
Oh, my. Jimmy Hart, you...
Woo! This is great, baby. This is definitely the greatest day of my life, baby.
All right, Hulkster, before you do anything else, I've been asked by World Championship Wrestling officials to make it official. Right here, I've got the contract. I'm going to have you with your John Henry. And Jimmy Hart, you little legal beagle, you see to it that this signature is affixed to the contract.
You little legal beagle.
And let's hear it, because history is being made right before your very eyes. That does it. Here we go. Get ready for the ride of your life, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, what happened here? Hold on.
Opening live down at Disney MGM, the press conference. It is final. Hulk Hogan is here. He is part of World Championship Wrestling, and he will be live at the Clash of the Champions here on TBS Thursday, June 23rd. In addition, that unification match we've all been talking about, Ric Flair and Sting to finally unify the titles into one. What a big night it's going to be live here on TBS, Brain.
Well, Hulk Hogan is going to be there. Well, thank you, Mr. Hogan. I'm going to check with our producers and see if I can get in the ring and interview Hulk Hogan and interview Flair at the same time. Let him confront them in front of me. Let Hogan do that. But what a great night this could be for Flair. He can walk out of there with two belts, turn it into one, walk over the busted carcass of Sting, and chase Hogan's yellow tail out of the building. Yes, Mr. Hogan, it is wonderful to have you back.
It certainly is, and speaking on behalf of all the fans worldwide, fans, we will see you next week here on Saturday night.
And Bobby Heenan walked off. All right, so yeah, the contract signing for Bash at the Beach is coming up on the 25th anniversary, so... Lots of anniversaries going on right now.
Mm-hmm. And Ford is bringing back the Bronco.
They are for real? Know.
Yep. In 2020. I don't know why, but they're doing that.
They should, is Al Cowling's going to be the spokesperson?
AC. And they say OJ joined Twitter the other day. He was cussing people out and stuff.
Supposedly that's a fake, though. So I don't know.
I mean, some of the stuff that he was saying, you could picture OJ saying it though.
Yep. I'm sure he doesn't have any he doesn't give a damn.
He got a lot
anymore.
Of get back in him.
He doesn't give a damn anymore.
They need to leave the juice alone, yo. They need to let the juice go back to one of his baby mama. Khloe Kardashian and her mama. You know what I'm saying? Be on Keeping Up the Kardashian. Check. Because they say that's Khloe's daddy. You know?
Yeah.
Well, all the other Kardashian sisters are like 5'2 or smaller. Then here she come at 5'11.
I mean, she got a head like OJ. She got a juice head.
Well, you know,
juice got that kazoo head. Hello, Dum Dum. Hello, Dingling.
Oh my God! All right. Well,
what? OJ do got a big
head. He does have a big head. Yes, he does.
And she got a big head.
Yeah, that she does. She's big all over.
You know what?
And OJ's not black either. He's OJ.
You know what? People say y'all president trying to get with Kanye's wife. That's why she keep coming up to the White House.
That's
Trump trying to hit.
That's too much ass for him. He wouldn't know what to do.
You want these people free, you got to give me something.
Like what?
You know what you got to do.
Who the hell does she think she is trying to get all these people free?
And now she want to be a lawyer.
That's funny.
Have you been injured in an accident? Call the Kardashian West and Associates.
Kardashian West and Associates. Me. Oh, man. Well, Tony C, you know.
Kanye, no, I'm good.
You could always,
I'm good where I'm at.
You could always, you know, get additional counsel, you know?
No, I'm good.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm.
That's funny.
Kanye, Kardashian West and Associates with Kanye as a paralegal.
And he's the one.
I'm good.
And he's the one on all the business cards. Like Johnny Cochran. I know, Johnny Cochran's been dead like what, like 10 years? And his face still shows up on all those billboards.
Cochran firm, yeah, they're still using them.
Good Lord.
So 1994, 25 years later.
I mean, I guess if they could use Orville Redenbacher well past his death, they can use Johnny Cochran. All right, well, I guess we'll wrap it up here. Next week, episode 100 of the rant. Maybe we'll do a little marathon or something beforehand. We'll play some classic episodes. Maybe we'll play all the milestone episodes, the 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, and 600.
Yeah, there you go.
We could do something like that. I can't believe it. 600 episodes.
600 EPI.
Oh,
abbreviation.
Oh, my God.
That fan make you sleep.
That fan, yeah, because, you know, I sleep with a fan on. So I've got the noise of the fan on in the background, you know, when I'm sleeping. So, yeah, Surface Fan made me sleepy.
You're welcome.
Surfer, why don't you put the fan in front of the icebox and open the icebox?
Yeah, come on. That's a waste of electricity. What's the food going to go bad?
Oh, that's right. You don't want
How long your AC been out?
You don't want soupy ice cream again.
Exactly. How long has your AC been out, Surfer?
It's been out this year.
This year?
Wait a minute. Yeah. This year?
Well, I mean, we hadn't had the reason to turn it on until it got hot. So that's when we found out.
Wait a minute. No. You've known. Oh, my God. Hold on.
When did you find out your AC?
Did you find out the AC was broken?
A month ago.
So you be on that AC for a month?
Well, it hasn't been that hot. It, you know, it's rained a lot, so the temperature's been down.
So y'all been using fans up until this point?
Well, he needs a fan every day. He's not listening to me. The temperature is going down because it's been raining a lot.
So there's no ventilation in the house? There's no circulation, I mean?
You're breathing the same air.
No AC?
No, the windows are open. It's going to be, look, going to buy a new one, it's going to be working. What's the big deal?
Oh, you got to buy a new one.
I said that in the beginning.
No, you did not. You said it was out.
It needed
to be fixed.
No, I said I got to get a new one. No, I said that.
You did not say that.
It's not a central air and heat unit. It's a window unit. AC unit. Gotcha. Okay.
Wait a minute. Is that what it is? It's an AC unit? It's a window unit?
No, it's central air.
So why the hell you got to pay to get it?
Yeah, who's is it out in the apartment?
Yeah, it's out in the house. Yes,
out in the house.
So you got to pay the person to come fix it, is what you're saying?
Just said I got to buy a new one,
and you're gonna have
a whole new outside unit.
Yes.
So you're gonna spend like $2,500 on a new system. And you're going to have this done tomorrow.
It's not happening tomorrow.
When is it going to be fixed?
I have no clue. The person that's supposed to fix it, we haven't heard from them, so we got to bug somebody else now.
Bug ain't came and fixed it yet.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do with you, Surfer? What are we going to do with you?
I don't know. This is something else.
As long as I don't get dehydrated.
So you have a lot of drink in your refrigerator?
Yes. I bought a ton of ginger ale, so I'm good.
Ginger ale?
Yes, ginger ale.
Why ginger ale?
Because I can't drink cola.
Forget about forget about cola. Why you couldn't get something else that would be more hydrating than ginger ale?
Like a type of juice, or
like
something?
Like a Gatorade.
Yeah,
I got those too.
Ginger ale. You have to have some gas, don't you? Because you can't drink cola.
Say again.
You got to have something with carbonation in it because you can't drink cola.
Most of the time, yes.
You need carbonation. Is that what it is? You like bourbon?
Yeah, yes. And it was on sale, so I bought it.
Of course. How much did you buy? How many did you buy?
I bought four 12-packs.
Four 12-packs?
Yes.
What brand?
Canada Dry.
Canada Dry, okay.
Oh my goodness, he said they were fair.
Oh my god.
That is too much.
So what? You saying it's an old person's drink or something?
No, I drink Canada Dry, but you
ain't
went,
nobody say that.
But you went and bought four cases of Canada Dry.
That's 12 packs.
Listen, 12 packs. You bought four cases of Canada.
48 sodas.
You bought 48 cans of ginger ale. Instead of having the little variety, you could have had some 7-Up.
That wasn't what it was on sale. It was Canada Dry on sale.
It has been on sale, though. Like, that's the point.
No. Because I know
that's what he's saying.
So wait a minute. Then it must be different up there. Because down here, and Tony C., I'm sure it's the same where you are. Anything that falls under the brand, okay, that is produced by the maker, falls under the sale. Canada Dry also produces 7-Up, Sunkiss, A&W Root Beer, and a few other things.
That's true.
You should have been able to get some 7-Up, some cherry 7-Up if you wanted to be a little different. I know you just can't drink cola or root beer.
What are those cherry up on sale? Show me cherry up.
48 cherry up.
Wasn't no 7-Up on sale. It was ginger ale, orange ginger ale, lemonade ginger ale. I did get a birch beer. How about that?
You see, there's something wrong with that market because the brands that fall under the maker should all be on sale.
Like how 7-Eleven will do a 2-for-3 on Coke product.
Yeah, so that would be Coke, Sprite, Barks.
Fanta.
Yeah, Fanta, yeah.
You know?
But I always do Sprite.
Okay, you also got to remember, we're dealing with a beverage tax.
There you go, talk about that beverage tax. Yeah.
Now, let's see.
Forget about the beverage tax.
No, it's important. Now, I'm going to explain to you. We've had the beverage tax now for a year and a half. Beginning of this year, one supermarket that I go to, ShopRite, it's called ShopRite, they put in a coupon that takes the beverage tax off a brand a week.
Alright.
So this week it was Canada Dry.
And that's why you bought it.
Yeah.
Because you had a coupon to take the tax off.
Yes.
How much is the soda tax, Surfer?
It is 1.5 cents an ounce. So you add it up.
It's 12 cents.
This is 12 cents a can. 12 cents.
Because a can is 12 ounces.
Right. One and a half cents.
It's like 15 cents a can.
Okay, 15 cents.
Times 12. Okay, I understand it adds up. I understand. Okay. So this week.
Hold it.
So, the Canada Dry was on sale along with other products produced by the maker. Just, you had a coupon to remove the tax on Canada Dry.
No, just the Canada Dry was on sale with that coupon.
Well, all I can say is about y'all soda tax. You better tell them grand old party voters.
They're talking about making it nationwide.
It's the grand old party doing it.
It was Democrats that voted for that shit here.
All right, hold on. We're gonna do some sleuthing here. And, let's see. All right, since this doesn't let me do it this way, I'll do it this way. Philadelphia Fried Stores. What shop rate do you go to, Surfer?
You want the address?
No, in the city. What city?
Philadelphia.
You go in Philadelphia.
I mean, it's shop rate all over the city, so...
Okay, relax, Surfer. This is giving me some problems. Give me one second. Here we go. Alright, we're just going to get a random store here. I don't know if this is the one that Surfer goes to. But let's see what's on sale this week at the ShopRite. Okay? The sales are good through Saturday, Tony C., in case you're wondering, okay? Alright, let's see what we got here. Let's see if what Surfer bought this week at the supermarket. Let's see here. We've got some porterhouse and T-bone steaks.
I did get that.
You did get that because it was $6.99 a pound. You probably got your 5-pound limit. Let's see here. Toilet paper and paper towel was on sale. Tomato sauce, pasta sauce, Rinaldi pasta sauce was on sale for $1. Let's see here. We've got some water, some ice cream, some grapes, some sliced ham, and Swiss cheese, some cookies, Entenmann donuts. We've got Chi-Chi's chips and chits and chats and Friendly's ice cream. Let's see here. Got some pickles, Old Bay seasoning, some tomatoes, $1.49 for some beefsteak tomatoes. Here we go, some Best Franks, $2.99 a pack, king size or bun size, for those of you that are wondering. 99 cents a pound for some seedless watermelon, for those of you that want some watermelon. Let's see, $8.99 for a ring of cooked shrimp. Let's see here. I'm sure he got some Black Bear cheese, $4.99 a pound.
Don't eat cheese.
Okay. Let's see here. What else we got here? Some Carolina smoked turkey, $3.99 a pound. Here we go. Some beverages. Tropicana, 2 for $6, 2 for $5 if you got a digital coupon. Let's see here. Surfer doesn't drink coffee. He must have gotten some. Some frozen veggies here. Let's see here. Cleaning products, some produce, and things like that. Moving down to some Oreos. Family size, 2 for $8. Limit 4 offers. We've got some two for $4 Utes kettle chips. I've never heard of Utes, but okay. Let's see here. Flavor Ice Pops, 79 cents for a box. LaCroix Sparkling Water, $3.99 for a 12-pack. Let's see, what else? Where else do we got here? Some tuna, some Peter Pan peanut butter. Half price on some Schmidt Old Time bread. I'm sure you picked up some bread, Surfer. $8.99 for a gourmet apple pie. Let's see here. Yeah. Oh, look at this. 99 cents for a pound of sweet peaches. Nice and juicy. $2.99 for some apricots, for those of you that are wondering. 2 for $5 on the croissants. I don't see soda here, Surfer, so...
Because that's the thing. You're looking at the general shot rate ad, but in the city, in front of a different one.
Here we go, 5 for $5, 2-liter bottles of Schweppes. So you could have gotten some Schweppes. But all right. Well, all right. I'm looking at the Philadelphia one. I'm looking at a Philly ad.
As they don't always list the coupons in the scans.
Well.
Because, like, when you go to the store and get a sale ad, yes, it won't have the coupons in there. The coupons only come to the ones they deliver to the house.
How unfortunate. Well, we've learned something today. That Surfer bought ginger ale on sale. Because they didn't tax the ginger ale this week. So is that what you do, Surfer? Is that you buy the soda that isn't taxed?
That's what everybody does. Because, listen, if I had paid that tax, instead of paying like $2 a 12-pack, it would have been over $5.
So you don't drink something that you're in the mood for?
No.
You heard that.
And I can't drink Coca-Cola anymore, so...
Forget about Coke. If you say I want to...
No, any cola.
Forget about that. You say... Okay. You say, I want a Sunkist this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not on sale, you're not going to buy it.
Yeah, if I'm in the city, yes, I'm going to buy it.
Ain't that a damn shame? You're depriving yourself, Surfer.
The tax is ridiculous. In a lot of cases, you pay more in the tax than you do for the actual product. And what world does that make any sense?
When you want something, you should treat yourself. All right, well, this coming Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live at 9 p.m. with Phil and Choppy. Then next Tuesday, the Shining Wizards will be live. Then this episode 600 of The Rant, will follow that at 9. And if you're listening to us live, stick around. A rebroadcast of the Shining Wizards is coming up next, immediately at the conclusion of this broadcast. Any final thoughts, Tony C?
Get ready for 600.
That's right.
I hope we have a blast.
I hope we get blown away.
We probably are. Vince gonna take that pay-per-view idea. Duke won't credit. You gonna call this $5.99 the fan show?
No, we'll just call it $5.99 the fan. like how many
like a radio station?
Like a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
This is Rant AM Radio $5.99 the fan.
Call letter.
The call
WFAN.
Oh man! So, anyways, with that said, for Tony C, for Doom, for Surfer and his fan, I'm Double A. That's right. We have to give props to his fan because his fan was the star tonight.
It's been going out all night, going strong. And never let them down.
And the way it sounds, it might be the star next week, too. So, you know, because, you know, by the time this show airs and we come back next Tuesday night, summer will have officially started. So yeah.
Surfer might have another fan get too hot.
I mean, Surfer.
Call the double fan.
You got a lot of fans here, Surfer. we'll ask them if they're big fans, you know? Oh, man. We're having too much fun with this. But you got to have fun once in a while, right? What the hell? All right, everybody, enjoy the rest of your evening, please. Be nice to each other, you know? Because, well, You just have to be nice to each other.
And if you're hot, get a fan.
Exactly. Do the surfer.
This episode is brought to you by Zanko fans.
Zenith fans.
Zenith fans.
And the standard $14.99 Home Depot box fan.
Box.
One more time, surfer. Let's hear that fan and its power. One more time. See, his feelings are hurt now.
Then stop hurting.
Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week here on The Rant. Later. Where the hell is the music? Cue up.